Israeli troops are pulling out of two West Bank towns they have occupied for more than a week. Those withdrawals from Bethlehem and Beit Jala are going ahead despite attacks that killed five Israelis today. Those killed included four women at a bus stop. Palestinian security officials say they will ensure quiet in the areas from which Israel is withdrawing. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now from Jerusalem. Linda, tell us about today's attacks. Were they in Israel or the West Bank?
Both of the attacks were in Israel. In the first one this morning, an Israeli soldier was sitting in his car at the entrance to a kibbutz near the border with the West Bank and was killed in a drive-by shooting. In the second and much more serious attack, two Palestinian gunmen driving a car, apparently with Israeli license plates, drove into the center of the northern Israeli town of Hadera and started shooting at people just waiting at a bus stop. Some Israeli detectives who were nearby shot at the gunmen. What Israeli officials said raised the most concern for them was the fact that the two gunmen were both members of the Palestinian security forces. They were also members of the radical Islamic Jihad group. And Islamic Jihad released a video taking credit, showing the two men before they left for the attack, and Islamic Jihad said that it was in revenge for Israeli killings of Palestinians.
Now, why did Israel decide these attacks wouldn't stop plans to withdraw from two of the Palestinian cities that Israel had been occupying?
Well, Israel has been saying since it occupied these cities that it didn't intend to stay there. And I think there were really two reasons. One was that there was really heavy pressure from the Bush administration. Senior American officials have several times made very public comments that Israel should pull out and that it wasn't helpful to the American effort for a coalition against terrorism. And I think beyond that, there was a sense that Israel staying in these Palestinian areas just creates more violence and more trouble. There's also a sense that Israel, you know, wasn't achieving any military goals by staying there. Israel said it went in to capture people who were responsible for the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister 10 days ago. Israel has captured two of the people it says were directly responsible, but those people were arrested right after the incident and not from Israel's occupation of these cities.
Well, how likely is it that Israel will pull out of the other Palestinian-controlled parts of the West Bank it's been occupying?
Well, this, I think Bethlehem and Beit Jala is being seen as a test case. Jibril Rajoub, the head of the Palestinian Security Forces, said that if Israel pulls out, there won't be any shooting from there. He made a similar promise when Israel pulled out of two neighborhoods in the West Bank town of Hebron, and that promise has been more or less kept.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.